Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you, Lord, for prayers we prayed and you answered according to your mercies. Thank you for helps you sent into our lives when we so much needed them. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs your mighty hand have done for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for opportunities you are sending to us. Opportunities that are meant to lead us into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working great things for us in this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your name that is producing signs and wonders as we use your name in prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for getting involved in our difficult situations and for solving those situations, those problems for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for people you are bringing into our lives, connections with new people that would help us to move forward and to rise and shine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence within us and around us. Sorry, I don't know what happened to the network. I think the network was fluctuating. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is working in us to achieve great success. Thank you for your strength that is enabling us to live a life of purity, a life of faith, a life of righteousness and holiness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you will give us even in the prayer session of tonight. We thank you for what you will do among us. You will visit us and you will change our lives. You will help us and you will deliver, heal, and restore everyone here in this prayer session. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that our expectations from you shall not be cut short. We thank you, Lord, because all that we will ask of you, all that we will ask from you in the prayer session tonight shall be granted according to your mercies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because you will not allow us to be put to shame. You will defend us and you will save us. You will redeem us and you will restore us and you will revive us. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, Lord, I hand over this prayer session into your hands. Oh Lord, have your way in this place. Take your place. Strengthen us to pray. Empower us to pray. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And let us be able to pray with the utterances of the Holy Spirit. Lord, let everything we bind during the course of prayers here tonight, let them be bound in heaven. And let everything we lose here be loosed in heaven. Let us have great victories through this prayer session. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And can you all hear me very well? Yeah, I trust the Lord to visit us and help us in this prayer session. So I'm going to take some worship songs and after that, we shall go into prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your goodness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no one like you from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no one like Jesus from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Right now, we are here again to seek you. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. O Lord, have your way. Have your way in our midst. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Oh, have your way, Lord. Jehovah, have your way. Savior, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way in our situations. Oh, Lord, have your way. Thanks, thanks. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest, oh Lord. We give you thanks. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Lord Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise thee from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, O Lord, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. Sing it. He is Lord over every power. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Come down, O Lord. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down right now. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, Lord, we need you. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power in our lives. We need you, Lord. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power right here among us. Lord, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. You are here, blessing every life. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here changing our lives. You are here changing our lives. We worship you, Savior, we worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. You are here, moving in our midst. Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. You are here, setting captives free. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. He's Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, yes, Lord, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness in our lives. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, all we have needed, thine art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Sing it again. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord.
Over and again, I give you my heart, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. To meet Jesus today. I'm going above the shadows into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. Sing it. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. To meet Jesus today. I'm going above the shadows into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. And for the last time, I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today into the highest heavens. I'm going higher, yes, I am. To meet Jesus today. Oh, yes. I'm going above the shadows. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are seated in Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to worship God. Begin to worship God. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him with all your heart. Begin to give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him adoration, give Him thanks. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, the Rock of Ages, the Almighty God, the One who was and is to come, the God of heaven and the earth, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and ending. Father, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You, for You are the Most High. You are greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, mightier than all. You are richer than all, wealthier than all. You are the Most High God. We worship You, King of Israel. We worship You, Adonai. We worship You, Elohim. We worship You, El Shaddai. Jesus, we praise You. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You are our healer. You are our defender. You are our restorer. You are our redeemer. You are our savior. You are our strength. You are our power. You are the power by which we win battles. We worship You, Lord Jesus. You are the revealer of secrets. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord Jesus. You are a promoter. You are the one who lifts up our heads. You are the one who elevates us. You are the one who forgives our sins. You are the one who sanctifies us. The one who makes us holy. We worship You, Lord Jesus. You are the one who fills us with the Holy Ghost. You are the one who baptized us in the Holy Spirit. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are the one who sets us free from every bondage. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Thank you for all that you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are going to do shortly. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. Yeah, we're going to be praying with prayer points right now. Yeah, I want you to take this prayer point of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your blessings in my life. Thank you for your blessings in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Thank you for your blessings in my life. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Every blessing that comes from God, it does not have to be in form of money or material things. A blessing that comes from God don't have to be in form of money or material things. Blessings can come in so many ways. In so many ways. Wisdom is blessing. Strength is blessing. Anointing, power is blessing. Victory is blessing. Yeah, encouragement is blessing. Yeah, begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Divine protection is a blessing. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, thank you for your blessings in my life. Peace, that you have peace of mind is a blessing. That you have joy is a blessing. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for your blessings in my life. Say, Father, thank you for your blessings in my life. I can see your blessings in my life. I can see your blessings in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me with good health. Thank you for blessing me with favor. Thank you for blessing me with opportunities. Thank you for blessing me with victories, with deliverances, with progress. Thank you for blessing me with breakthroughs. Begin to thank God for his blessings in your life. Say, Lord, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your blessings. Knowledge is a blessing. Faith, to have faith is a blessing. To be able to trust God is a blessing. To be able to pray is a blessing. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for all your blessings in my life. Thank you for all the blessings I have received from you. Thank you, Jesus. Jehana Shedanala. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let me experience your visitation in this hour. You're going to say, Father, let my life receive your visitation in this hour, in this moment, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Jahashide Granada, Etesova Shendagalada Diala. Father, let my life experience your visitation. Begin to pray like that.
Say, Father, let my life experience your visitation. Let me receive your visitation. Even now. Even now. Even now. Raise up your right hand. Begin to pray like that. Mahashadegaradiyala. Hete soba shona da judia. Naha de kedele andeshida. Even right now. Lord Jesus, let me experience your visitation. Let me experience your visitation. Let me experience your visitation. Let your power locate me. Let your grace locate me. Let your power locate me. Let your fire visit my life for deliverance, for restoration, for breakthroughs, for victories. Now, in the name of Jesus, Mahashe Degeriatalana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let me receive your visitation. Let me receive your visitation. Let me receive your visitation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire fall and destroy every presence of darkness and dark agents in my life, in my situation, making it difficult for me to move forward. Let your fire fall and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jahana Gashila Balada. Say, Father, let your fire fall and destroy every presence of darkness, every agent of darkness, making it difficult for me to move forward. Every presence of darkness in my life, in my situation, in my environment, making my progress difficult, making my success difficult, making my promotion difficult, making my victory difficult. Oh Lord of hosts, let your fire fall and consume them now. Begin to pray passionately with the whole of your heart. Yeah, begin to pray passionately like someone who is full of faith. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Pray with faith as, you know, as though you are seeing the fire falling and destroying those darkness and agents of darkness in your life. Pray with a visual faith. Pray like you are seeing it happening. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your fire fall and destroy every presence of darkness in this environment. Presence of darkness in my life. Presence of darkness in my situations. Making it difficult for me to experience breakthroughs, progress, success, victories. Now, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God in heaven and destroy them all. Right now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, it's an anointing that makes impossible things possible.
And all you need is to have that anointing on your life. And the same thing some people couldn't achieve, you will achieve it so easily. Yeah. Situations some people couldn't scale through victoriously, you will scale through them victoriously. Why? Because of the anointing. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, place on my life anointing that makes impossible things possible. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, place on my life anointing that makes impossible things possible. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So remember, pray with faith as though Jesus is standing beside you, because he is there where you are. And pray as though Jesus is pouring that anointing on your head. Yeah, that is a visual faith, and it works if you can believe God that way. Begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, place on my life anointing that makes impossible things possible, as it is written that with God nothing shall be impossible. Say, Lord, according to your word, place your anointing on me that will turn impossible things to become possible, that will make impossible things possible. Do it now. Mahashegalalia Neteshe Sandagalashtada Maseragalashinana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, anointing that makes impossible things possible, I receive in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive anointing that makes impossible things possible. I receive anointing that makes impossible things possible. What is impossible with man? Anointing that makes them possible. What is impossible with human strength? What is impossible to achieve by human strength, by human capacity, by human abilities? I receive anointing to achieve them all. Lashana galada, tesos hani bashteriola. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I pray for you that right now, right there where you are, receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. We're still praying. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Lord, let an end come to every oppression of darkness on my life, on my soul, on my spirit, on my body. Say, Father, let an end come to every oppression of darkness on my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Beriande hashilelegela, tesuanda kalada, lishadaka tani balalia. In the name of Jesus, let an end, Lord Jesus, let an end come upon every oppression of darkness on my life, on my finances, on my career, on my marriage, on my business, on my family. Let an end come upon them now. Begin to pray like that. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Say, Lord, let an end come upon them. Lehashanagalabala.
Let an end come upon every oppression of witchcraft. Every oppression of witchcraft on my marriage. Every oppression of witchcraft on my career. On my calling. Let an end come upon them now, Lord Jesus. Let an end come upon them. Thank you, Lord. Let an end come upon them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every spirit of hunger that have enslaved my soul. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every spirit of hunger that have enslaved my soul. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord, from spirit of hunger. Deliver me, Lord, from spirit of hunger. Every spirit of hunger that has captured my soul, that has captured my attitude, my behavior, my emotions. Father, deliver me now by fire. Deliver me by fire. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The spirit of hunger destroys things. It destroys blessings. The spirit of hunger destroys God's favor. It destroys God's blessings on your life. Say, Father, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you are delivered. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of sickness and disease hiding inside my blood to appear at a future time. Yeah. Hypertension is a disease of the blood. And there are other diseases like that. I don't want to mention their names. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy by fire. Thank you, Lord. Every disease and sickness hiding in my blood to manifest at a future time. Lord, destroy them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Nishidia kiharatalala. Masashadagadawala. Yeah, even diabetes is a blood disease. Yeah, begin to pray. So, Father, let every sickness and disease hiding inside my blood to appear, to manifest at a time in the future, let them die right now. Let them die right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I decree over your life, every disease and sickness hiding inside your blood to manifest at a time, let fire of the Holy Ghost kill them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I had the word open doors in my spirit. Yeah, I had open doors in my spirit. right now. So I believe God wants to open doors for some of you here. Yeah. Doors that will move you forward. Yeah, those that will move you forward. That is the kind of doors that will open now for you. I don't know if you believe that. Yeah, because the Spirit of God does not lie. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, say, Father, let your mighty hand open doors for progress in my life at this time. Say, Father, let your mighty hand open doors for progress in my life at this time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shada kera de dialala. Mashe de getala de bala. Sashuande keshudana. In the name of Jesus, right there where you are, doors will open for you. Right there where you are. You don't have to go to another location. Right there where you are, in that particular location you are, the Holy Spirit is saying, doors will open for you. Doors we open for you. Begin to pray, say, Father, let your mighty hand open doors for me. Let your mighty hand open doors for my progress at this time. Thank you, Lord. I decree over your life that doors shall open for you. Beyond your imaginations, doors shall open for you. In the name of Jesus, the angels that are in charge of opening doors for the manifestation of progress, let them be released into your life now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. You're going to say, Father, let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. Father, let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. Father, let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. Father, let your honor terminate shame and dishonor in my life. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your honor destroy shame and dishonor in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you are going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, speak for me in places where I need to be approved. Yeah, where I need to be approved and recommended for greatness. Yeah, because some of you, somebody somewhere is going to mention your name and tell them that I know of somebody that can do this. I know somebody that you know that you can help. I know somebody that can fit into this position," something like that. I'm just citing an example. Yeah, and because that person recommends you, a glorious turnaround will happen in your life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, speak for me in places where I need to be approved and recommended for greatness, for success, in the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. For promotion, for elevation, begin to pray like that. Mashana galadia jara, seso janatea, hidimana kashte dihala. O God of Israel, speak for me. Speak for me. Speak for me. It was a man who spoke for Joseph at the palace. Yeah, and the king called for him. And from the palace, and from the prison, Joseph became a prime minister. Yeah, so it's someone that will speak for you in a place where your greatness is. Talk to God. Say, "Lord, speak for me." I mean, God will use that person to speak for you. God will speak through the mouth of that person. And the people there will not be able to deny that recommendation. Yeah. Talk to God. Say, "Lord, speak for me in places where I need to be approved and recommended for greatness." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that is coming to my spirit is that God wants to give recognition to certain skills that you have. Yeah. So certain values that you have, certain skills that you have, that could help many people out there. Yeah, but nobody knows you have that ability, or is not well known. Let me put it that way. It's not well known that you have that skill, you have that value to offer, you have that ability that could help people out there. So you are going to pray. So God wants to give recognition to that thing. So people will get to know that thing. And once they know, doors opens for you immediately. Yeah, because that thing that you can do, some people somewhere need it. And they will love to have you come there and do it. Yeah, that's just how it's coming to my spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, by your mighty hand, I give recognition to skills and abilities in me, skills, abilities in my life. Lord, give recognition to it, yeah, so that I can be a blessing to my generation, so that I can help solve problems in my generation." I'll begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. There is something you can do, which you know God is about to give recognition to that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, "Lord, give recognition to skills, abilities, values in me, that I may become a blessing to my generation, that I may become a solution provider in my generation." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give recognition to my gifts. Yeah. Gift is also part of it. Say, Lord, give recognition to gift that is in me, talent that is in me, skill that is in me, ability that is in me, values that are in me. Yeah, that I may become a blessing to my generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy open the flow of great blessings into my life. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy open up the flow of great blessings into my life. Blessings greater than my expectations. Blessings greater than what I deserve. Let your mercy open up. Thank you, Lord. Open up flow, great flow of blessings into my life. Begin to pray like that. Jeshande kasa sadwala hibashene de tijenia ladash tanana tesu yelawada dijana. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, let your mercy open for me great flow of blessings, great flow of blessings, great inflow of blessings, great inflow of blessings, great inflow of blessings, far beyond what I can contain, far beyond what my band can contain, far beyond my expectations, far beyond my imaginations, far beyond what I deserve, great inflow of blessings. Let your mighty hand open for me now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are battles that many of you must win before things will change in your life. And you have become weak against these battles. You must win these battles, but you have become weak against them. And, you know, and without winning, you can't experience turnaround in your life. So you're going to pray for strength. You're going to pray for strength. Yeah, because there are things God will not do for us. We have to do them by ourselves. Yeah, what God has done is God has provided weapons. He has provided the power. He has provided the authority. Now it is you who stand and use those weapons to get victories. Yeah, but when you are so weak, God will not do anything because God is waiting for you to fight and win. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear in me. Say, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear in me for victories over battles of darkness confronting my life.
Say, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear in me. Let your strength appear in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ni hashanatagla, he dehen dishlevia, gesashuan debatala. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear in me. In my spirit, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear. In my soul, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear. In my body, Lord Jesus, let your strength appear. In my mind, let your strength appear to overcome battles of darkness confronting me. In the name of Jesus, let the strength of Jesus appear in me. Let the strength of Jesus, thank you, Lord, appear in my soul. Let the strength of Jesus appear in my body. Let the strength of Jesus appear in my spirit for victories over powers of darkness, for victories over rulers of darkness, over principalities of darkness, for victory over sin, over addictions, for victory over darkness, over corruption, over pollution, over oppressions, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's a thing to have the strength. Yeah, it's another thing to draw from that strength. Yeah, so many times the strength of God is with you and in you, but you don't know how to draw from His strength. Yeah. Because you are looking at your weakness. You are looking at the strength of your weakness. So you are so clouded. Your mind is so clouded. So overwhelmed with how great your weakness is. Your mind is so defeated by the weakness that you can't see the strength of the Lord that is with you and that is in you. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my eyes be opened to see your strength, to draw from your strength in the midst of my weakness. Yeah. So, Father, let my eyes be opened to see your strength so that I can lay hold of it in the midst of my weakness. Yeah. Several experiences I have had made me realize that the strength of God is in the midst of human weaknesses. When you feel so weak, God is there. The strength of God is there to help you overcome that weakness. But many times we don't see it. We don't lay hold of it. So you're going to say, Father, let my eyes be opened to see your strength in the midst of my weaknesses and lay hold of them and lay hold of it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened to see your strength, to discover your strength in the midst of my weaknesses so that I can be strong. So that I can lay hold of it and be strong. So that let my eyes be opened. It takes revelation to find God's strength in the midst of weaknesses. Yeah, because so many people, all they see is weakness. Whereas God's strength is there, but they can't see it. Say, Lord, let my eyes be opened to find your strength in the midst of my weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. So Lord, open my eyes to see your strength in the midst of my weaknesses, so that I can lay hold of it and be strong. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in Romans chapter 4, the Bible told us of Abraham and Sarah, how they believed God against what they were feeling in their bodies. Yeah, the Bible told us how Abraham and Sarah believed God against what they were feeling in their bodies. Yeah, he said Abraham did not look at the deadness of his body, that he is already old to father a child. And even Sarah did not look at the deadness of her womb. Yeah. Or, you know, the deadness of all our reproductive organs. Yeah, so they believed God against their weakness. And that was how they found strength. Yeah, so if you will be strong as a Christian, you must be ready to believe God against your weakness. Yes, you lack some things at the moment. Don't be limited by what you lack. Okay, I don't have money. Yeah, I have a lot of things to do with money, but there is no money. That is a weakness, but don't be limited by that weakness. You have to believe against the weakness. Or maybe there is a pain in your body. Yeah, and you are looking at that pain. Oh, when will this pain go? Yeah, you have to believe against that pain. You have to believe in such a way that you already see the pain gone, or even while it is there, you don't believe it is there. You already see it gone, because the Bible says that you are already healed in Christ Jesus. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill my heart with faith that would make me believe you against my weaknesses. Yeah. Say, Father, fill my heart with faith. It is by faith that you enter into the realm of God's strength. Yeah, don't think, you know, the God's strength will just come like that and start rising from inside of you. No. You connect with it. It's like you plug your phone to the electricity to get charged. Yeah, it's by faith you connect to God's strength. So if you don't plug, even if there is light, but you don't plug your charger to the socket, the battery of your phone will remain dead or will remain low. Yeah, so it is faith that will enable you to plug in your spirit to the strength of God. Yeah, and that faith works a lot, because the Lord is faithful. So when because the Lord is faithful, if we apply faith, it will work. Yeah. And your faith is going to work. Yeah, I say your faith will work for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill my soul with faith. Fill my heart with faith to be able to believe you against my weaknesses, that I may enter into the realm of your strength. Lord, fill my heart with faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishune hase selegashiana. Tenu dialagalaba. Machine de dijana. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, fill my heart with faith to believe you against my weaknesses. To believe you against the weaknesses in my body, the weaknesses in my soul, the weaknesses in my spirit, the weaknesses in my finances, the weaknesses in my marriage, the weaknesses in my career, in my business. Lord, fill me with faith to believe you against my weaknesses, so that I can enter into the realm of your strength, where victory is sure. Fill my heart with faith, Lord. Fill my heart with faith, Lord. Fill my heart with faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I always tell people that I believe I'm one of the weakest person in the world. Yeah, though some people feel like, oh, I'm a spiritual giant. Yeah, they feel like I'm one of the spiritual giants. Like I'm very strong spiritually, like I can bring down fire from heaven. Yeah, but it's not true. Yeah, it's not true because outside of God's strength, I am the weakest person in the world. Outside of God's strength, I am just nobody. Yeah, so if there is anything that I know how to do, I mean, you know, to become strong and victorious, is that I know I have learned how to connect with God's strength. Yeah, so that is what makes the difference. Not that I have some superhuman abilities on my own. No. It's just that I know how to connect with God's strength. And by God's strength, I have seen a lot of victories in my life. So all manner of victories, great victories, and which means great deliverances, which means great miracles. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So you need to know how to turn your weaknesses to strength. Yeah, you need to know how to do it. It's a skill. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to depend on your strength and not my strength. Yeah, that is one of the ways by which I connect with the strength of God. Without the strength of God, you can pray for 10 years and nothing will happen. It takes the strength of God for you to pray and something happens. Yeah, because the strength of God backing up your prayer will perform the answer. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to depend on your strength and not my strength. So many people, they try to depend on their strength, and they think they can go far doing that. Never. You can't. Say, Father, teach me to depend on your strength and not my strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Teach me, Lord, to depend on your strength and not my strength. Teach me to depend on your strength and not my strength. The Bible says that by human strength, we can't prevail. By human strength, you can't prevail. Yeah, you can't. If you are praying according to your human strength, you can't prevail. Yeah, you can't. But if you depend on the strength of God, you will prevail. Say, Lord, teach me to depend on your strength and not my own strength. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to depend on your Holy Spirit. To depend on the strength of your Spirit. To depend on the presence of the Holy Spirit. To depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. And not my own strength. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so now, the question is, how do I depend on God's strength? How do I depend on God's strength? Yeah, one of the things I do is that I take actions of faith. Yeah, I take actions of faith to activate God's strength in me because I know He is in me. Yeah, if I'm a Christian, I know that He is in me. So what do I do is that I take actions of faith. So yeah, let's say for instance, I know that as a man, I cannot run. I cannot run 500 miles. Yeah, but taking action of faith means that I stood up and began to run. Even though I know that by my strength, I can't run 500 miles. I don't know if you get my point. Yeah, so many Christians are afraid to take actions of faith. If you trust God, you will take actions of faith. Yeah, because that is how the strength of God will be activated. Yeah, so I know that by my human strength I cannot do this, but I take action and begin to do it. Yeah, for instance, there was a man at the beautiful gate in the scriptures, and the Bible says that man has been lame. He has never walked before. He has been lame from the womb. And then the apostles saw him, and then they say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. But the man did not understand what they are talking about. And he was just looking at them. But the apostles took actions of faith because they knew that the strength of God was there. Yeah, the apostles knew that the strength of God was right there to activate the healing of that man. Yeah, so they grabbed the man. And they pulled him home. And immediately the Bible says that the bones of that man's leg received strength. Yeah, so by actions of faith, you activate God's strength. Yeah, so some of you, God is expecting that you take actions of faith. Some of you want financial prosperity, but you cannot give because you are scared. If I give now, how do I survive? If I give out this money to God, how do I survive? How do I take care of my family? How do I do this? Yeah, so giving is also an example of actions of faith. And also, if you're in the place of prayer, you don't know what to pray about, open your mouth and just start saying something. Start saying, God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you. Just open your mouth in faith, and before you know it, words start coming out. Words from the Holy Ghost start coming out. So if you don't take actions of faith, you might never experience the strength of God in your life. If you are listening to your weaknesses, I can't do this. I have not done this before. Then you will just remain there. I tell you the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to take actions of faith that will activate your strength in my life and situations. Say, Father, help me to take actions of faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that.
There are times when I'm so weak in my body that I can't even lead a prayer session. Yeah, but I will just pick up the phone and say, let us pray. And before I know it, I can't even feel the weakness anymore. So this is how you activate God's strength. You don't listen to your weakness. You don't follow your weakness. You follow faith. Follow faith. Say, Lord, help me to take actions of faith that will activate your strength in my life and situations. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of you have not fasted for long. Why not make up your mind and say, I'm going to fast for long, and it's going to happen. So when you take that action, then the Holy Ghost comes in and makes it easy for you. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to take actions of faith that will activate your strength in my life and situations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah. Another thing that you must do to connect with the realm of God's strength is to do away with sin. Yeah. Is to do away with sin. Do away with sin. Yeah. I can say it anyway, that when there is presence of sin in your life, you will remain weak. But until you repent and forsake that sin, you can never be strong. So if you want to be strong and you have not repented, it cannot happen. You have to repent, you have to turn away from sin. That is another way by which you can connect to the strength of God. Why? Because God is pure, God is holy. He's pure, He's holy. It's just like you're trying to connect two negative wires together. You know those wires, red and black. You know they are not meant to join together. Those cables. Yeah. So you now connect the two together. It will blow the whole house. It will blow the whole electrical appliance. Yeah. That is what it means when you are trying to connect with the realm of God's strength, whereas there is sin in your life. Yeah. It will multiply your weakness. Yeah. It will not give you strength and it will not give you victory. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin going on in my life. Say, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin going on in my life. I receive mercy to enter into the realm of God's strength. I receive grace to enter into the realm of God's strength. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin going on in my life. I receive forgiveness. I receive mercy. I receive grace to enter into the realm of God's strength, where victory is sure, where dominion is sure, where breakthroughs is sure, where glory, manifestation of glory is sure. See, I repent now. Say, I repent now. And when you are saying you repent, make sure your mind is in agreement. Yeah, make sure you are really repenting. Yeah, Say, I repent of every sin going on in my life. I repent of every sin going on in my life. Thank you, Lord. I repent of every sin going on in my body, every sin going on in my spirit, every sin going on in my soul. I repent now in the name of Jesus. I receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to enter into the realm of God's strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The grace to genuinely repent, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace to repent and never touch the sin again, receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't want you to forget where we were coming from. You know, I said the Lord revealed to me that some of you, there are battles in your life that you must win. And if you don't win that battle, if you don't win those battles, you cannot experience a turnaround in your life. And then I said, you have become weak to win those battles. So now I'm practically showing you how to be strong to fight those battles and win them. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't want you to forget where we're coming from. Yeah, so now, another thing that you need to do to be able to enter and operate in the realm of God's strength is to renew your mind. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Renew your mind with the Word of God. In the realm of God, there is a mindset that functions there. Without having the mindset that functions in the realm of God, you cannot function there. You can't even enter. You cannot access it. Yeah, because there is a way to think there. So if you don't think like that, you cannot access that realm. So that is why you must renew your mind with the Word of God. Yeah, if I ask, when last have you critically studied the Word of God? Some of you might not even remember, because it has been long you did that. And you want to win in the battles of life. It might not happen. The victory might not happen. Yeah, because as you study the Word of God, the truth that comes to you from the Word of God is going to change your mindset, especially when you believe those truths and you allow those truths to change the way you think, to change the way you see things. You now believe the Word of God. You believe that it is true. You believe that it is real. And you now begin to pattern your life according to the truths that have come to you from the Word of God. Now, that is how you start thinking differently. So when people are saying there is casting down, you will tell them that there is nothing like casting down. There is lifting up. Why? Because you are not speaking from the realm they are speaking from. You are speaking from the realm of God, from the realm of God's strength. So when people say things are falling apart, you tell them things are not falling apart. In fact, things are aligning and they are working for my good. And they will be like, what kind of person are you? Are you in this world? You tell them that you are in this world, but you are not of this world. You tell them that you are in this world, but you don't live from this world. Yeah, so your mindset changes
when you allow the word of God to change your mindset, I mean to change it, when you allow the word of God to change your mind, and it is with that mindset you will be victorious and you will be strong. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to use the word of God for renewing of my mind. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to meditate on the word of God until it changes my mind. You're going to say, I receive grace to believe the word of God until it changes my mind. I receive grace to agree with the word of God until it changes my mind. I receive grace to follow the word of God until it changes my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to study the word of God until it changes my mind. I receive grace to meditate on the word of God until it changes my mind. I receive grace to believe in the word of God until it changes my mindset. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to trust the word of God until it changes my mindset. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to use the word of God to correct my wrong attitude, my wrong motives, my wrong lifestyle. I receive grace to use the word of God to correct my mindset. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace now. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There was a man who once ruled this country, Nigeria. I think it was the first president that set the path for democracy in Nigeria. I mean, for real democracy in Nigeria. But he was first imprisoned. He was in prison for some years. Now, we were told that when this man was in prison, he read the Bible several times. He finished the Bible several times, meaning that he read from Genesis to Revelation, read again from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah, so while he was in prison, God was preparing him for something. Yeah, and when he became the president, he was not perfect in the leadership, but he did accomplish some success that no one else have ever accomplished. Yeah, so there are great people we know, in history, who followed the principles of the Bible, and their lives never remained the same again. Their lives changed. So when we encourage you to study the Bible, believe the Bible, obey the Bible, practice the truth in the Bible, we are trying to help you. Yeah, because we have learned in history how the Bible changes people's life, including how the Bible turned people into billionaires. Yeah, just because they followed the principles in the Bible, they became billionaires. Yeah, they didn't do fraud, they didn't do money rituals, they just followed the principles of the Bible, and it changed their lives.
Yeah, and this is the Bible many Christians are carrying about. Some read it, but some don't believe it. Yeah, some believe it, but they don't obey it. And they don't apply it. They don't pattern their lives according to the truths in the scripture. And these are the Christians who want to fight Satan and win. How is that possible? It's not going to work. So you're going to pray. Now, it's not me that wrote the Bible. Yeah, the Bible has been thousands of years. Yeah. So this is about something, a weapon God has made accessible to everyone. But Christians are not using it because they are so selfish and they don't love God. Yeah, if you love God, you will want to learn of Him. You want to come closer to Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Say, Father, give me a heart that longs for the knowledge of your word. Give me a heart that longs to know your word, to study the scriptures, to live by the scriptures, to obey the scriptures. Give me such a heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that, because there is secret of strength and victories inside that book you have in your house. Deep secrets of strength and victories. I know what I'm talking about. Inside that book you have in your house. Say, Lord, give me a heart that longs for the knowledge of your word. Give me a heart that craves for the knowledge of your word, that craves for the application of the knowledge of the scriptures in my daily lifestyle. Give me a heart that obeys the scriptures. Give me a heart that believes the scriptures. Give me a heart that honors the scriptures. Give me a heart that practices the scriptures. Give me a heart, O Lord, that follows the principles in the Bible, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing that you have to do to connect with the realm of God's strength so that you can be victorious in the battles of life is that you must stop being carnally minded. You must stop being carnally minded. You must stop being worldly minded. You must be spiritually minded all the time. All the time. That is a great secret to enter into the realm of God's strength. You must stop being carnally minded. Yeah, every time you are carnally minded, whether you agree with me or not, you will be weak spiritually. Every time you are carnally minded, you will be weak spiritually. I can literally see myself sinking. I don't know if it happens to anybody. Every time I'm carnally minded, I can literally feel myself, like see myself sinking, like I'm sinking down. Like I'm sinking down into a very deep darkness. Yeah, and every time I am spiritually minded, I see myself elevated in the spirit. I don't know if other people feel that way. But I'm just telling you my own lifestyle. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined to always be spiritually minded. It takes discipline. Of course, it takes grace. But before God will help you to maintain spiritual mindedness, you must first be disciplined. You will start it first. It's like a switch. You will switch first. Then the grace of God stabilizes you in the realm of spiritual mindedness, which is the realm of God's strength. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined. Thank you, Lord. Help me to be disciplined to always be spiritually minded. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You are the one that must press the switch. You must press the button. When the devil wants you to be carnally minded, worldly minded, fleshly minded, you switch out of that realm. You say, no, I'm going to think about God. I'm going to think about heaven. I'm going to think about scriptures. I'm not going to think about lustful things. I'm not going to think about things that are not of God and not of the kingdom of God. So you have to decide. It is you who decide, not God deciding for you. Say, Lord, help me to be disciplined to maintain spiritual mindedness. Help me to be disciplined. Help me to be disciplined. You can be the most anointed person in the world. If you're not disciplined at this point or in this level, you will be defeated. Yeah, even the anointing we feel. Yeah, you must be spiritually minded. You must be heavenly minded. Always say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, in Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now you're going to pray. You're going to pray. I think the last Bible study class we had, I said some things about long hours prayers. Yeah, if you want to enter in the realm of God's strength, where victory is sure, yeah, and where you wield power that produces miracles in this earthly realm, you must be able to tarry in God's presence for hours. Yeah, you must be able to stay in God's presence for hours. Nowadays we have lazy Christians. All they want is pastor pray for me, a prophet pray for me, apostle pray for me. They cannot pray and they want to see miracles. Well, sometimes miracles might happen, but many times miracles may not happen. Yeah, even after your pastor prays for you. So you also, you have work to do in the secret place. Yeah, you have to be able to stay with God for a long time. Not this 20 minutes prayer you pray and then you're tired, you sleep off. That is not going to launch you into the realm of God's strength. You have to be able to pray for hours. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive impartation of the Holy Spirit to tarry for long hours in the place of prayer. I'll raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive impartation of the Holy Ghost to tarry for long hours in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive impartation of the Holy Spirit to tarry for long hours in the place of prayer. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive. Nashela Hashanada. I receive impartation of the Holy Ghost now. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive impartation of the Holy Ghost to stay with God, to stay in God's presence, to stay in the place of prayer for hours till God's strength change my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your grace in this ministry that I'm connected to produce great victories in my life. You're going to say, Father, let your grace in this ministry I belong to produce great victories in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let your grace, your anointing, your power in this ministry produce great victories in my life, in my destiny, in my life, in my calling. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, let your grace in this ministry. Let your grace in this ministry produce great victories in my life. Let your grace in this calling produce great victories in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your grace in this ministry produce great victories in my spirit, soul, and body, in my life, in my finances, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. Then I will be praying for you. You're going to say, Father, let this month of May release the fullness of all the miracles I am believing you for. Yeah, I'm going to repeat it again. We're going to say, Father, let this month of May release the fullness of miracles I am believing you for. The fullness of my miracles I am believing you for. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. He nida shiba dualata deke deke teshedebala masho sadrashinia. Thank you, Lord. Father, let this month of May release the fullness of all the miracles I am believing you for. In the name of Jesus, let this month of May produce them. Let this month of May produce them. Let this month of May produce them in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of darkness coming against the soundness of my mind, the purity of my mind. I'm going to say, I bind them in the name of Jesus. I bind them in the name of Jesus. Yeah, begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every attack of darkness coming against the soundness of my mind. Yeah, as a Christian, your mind has to be sound. There are some believers that they can no longer think straight. Yeah, they are always in their thought is always confused. They are always confused in the realm of their thoughts. They don't think straight. They can't process things wisely and correctly according to the will of God. Begin to pray. Say, I bind every attack of darkness coming against the soundness of my mind, coming against the purity of my mind. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. The Bible says that you should use the weapon of the shield of faith. Yeah, now when you lift up the shield of faith, the Bible says it will quench the fiery darts of the enemy. A dart is like it's like an arrow, but not really like an arrow. Sometimes it's like a star-shaped weapon that can be thrown from afar. Yeah, sometimes a dart is like a star-shaped weapon. With, you know, and the edges of that weapon is very sharp, so it can be thrown from afar like a boomerang. Yeah, it can be thrown from afar and it will hit the target. And sometimes it looks like an arrow that has fire in, you know, at the tip of the of that arrow. It's like an arrow with a fire at the tip. Yeah, so that is darts of the enemy. And the Bible says you use the shield of faith to stop those darts of the enemy. So meaning that as we are living in these last days, there are all kinds of darts or fiery arrows flying everywhere, flying
to attack. I mean, fly from all kinds of directions to attack you, to attack your spirit, to attack your soul. Yeah, but the Bible says once you lift up the shield of faith, you'll be secure. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always cover my heart with the shield of faith, with your shield of faith. Help me to always defend my soul, my heart, with the shield of faith, so that I will overcome the fiery darts of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When God is expecting that you believe and then you are fearful and then you are full of doubts, you are going to lose your miracle. When God is expecting to see faith in your heart and then you are full of doubts and unbelief, the angels will not be able to carry out the miracle. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to always defend my heart with your shield of faith in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point, I realize that the kingdom of darkness, they already know how to bring down many Christians. Yeah. They already know how to defeat many Christians. So sometimes they just leave you to have some spiritual growth. They just leave you. They said, okay, and let her or let him have this growth, because we know how to bring him or her down. Yeah, why? Because they know what to throw at you and you fall. Yeah. So sometimes they just leave you and then, you know, you're happy. Oh, I am growing in the spirit. Now I can pray. Now I can fast. Now I'm seeing victories in my life. They'll just be laughing because they know what to throw at you. And immediately you fall down to the point that you forget that you were once strong spiritually. Yeah. So, what is it that the enemy always throw at you? And every time they throw it, you're always weak. Have you identified that? And then, have you built strength against that thing they always throw at you? Maybe they provoke you to anger. Or maybe they send lustful thoughts into your mind. Or whatever, I don't know what they throw at you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, strengthen me with your strength, such that the weapons of darkness that have been prevailing over me begin to fail. Say, Father, strengthen me with your strength. Equip me with your strength. Empower me with your strength, such that the weapons of darkness that have been prevailing over my life no longer work. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen me with your strength. Except you are strong, even if you maintain spiritual growth for 20 years, if you have not defeated that particular weapon they always throw, and every time they throw it, you fall, then you cannot have a sustainable spiritual growth. And you will always lose to them. Say, Lord, strengthen me with your strength, such that no weapon of the enemy succeed against me. Strengthen me with your strength, such that all the weapons of the enemy that has been prevailing over my life, no longer work and no longer prevail. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so great. You are so merciful. You are so loving. You are so wonderful. Thank you for your presence and power in our midst. Thank you for your fire working great miracles and victories among us. Thank you, Lord, for your authority that is changing our lives, changing our situations. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for open doors. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs, progress we have received during the course of this prayer session. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of the Lord prevail in your life. Now, in Jesus' name, let the strength of the Lord prevail in your body. Let the strength of the Lord prevail in your soul. Let the strength of the Lord prevail in your spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, every limitation you have built around yourself, around your life, by your own strength, by your own wisdom, I decree that the strength of the Lord tear them in pieces. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to depend on the strength of God from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to surrender to the strength of God from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. Every pollution of darkness that has mingled with your blood, with your heart, with the organs in your body, and with your spirit to weaken you against your enemies, I command fire of the Holy Ghost to consume them all in the name of Jesus. From today onward, impossible things shall be possible unto you in the name of Jesus. What others can't achieve, you will achieve them with speed and with great success in the name of Jesus. Everything you lay your hands on shall prosper. Everything you trust God for shall happen. In Jesus' name, you shall rise and fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. So we are going to stop here.
remain blessed. Amen. I